We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Sooner Sports Podcast. Your all-access pass to Sooner Sports. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Allstate. Are you in good hands? And by Riverwind Resort. Riverwind Resort, the place to be.
Oh, mama! What a play!
Now, here's your host, Chris Plank.
All right, welcome into the tailgate. This is the Sooner Sports Podcast. My name is Chris Plank. This is typically where we look ahead to the weekend ahead and know what a weekend we have ahead of us. But I wanted to thank everyone for downloading, subscribing, and listening to the podcast. We have several ways by which you can subscribe to and be a part of the Sooner Sports Podcast. You can go search on iTunes, search Sooner Radio Network. If you subscribe that way, you'll get every piece of audio that we send out, from post-game highlights to Toby's scene setter during the college basketball and college football season to our Monday morning refresher, which recaps the entire weekend of Sooner Athletics, and plus special interviews throughout the season. If you just want the shows, the tailgate, and the game plan, go to Soonersports.tv/podcast, and you can get just our twice-a-week programs, which take you inside Sooner Sports. This is a fun weekend. We have been traveling for the last 3 weeks, a better part of the month of February, with Sooner softball, and it's taken us to some incredible destinations, and we've seen some amazing wins. We've gone from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. We traveled to Houston, Texas. We just got back from spending 5 days in Palm Springs and a quick little road trip to Wichita, Kansas. But finally, the champ is here. The champs have returned as they'll host a tournament, a true tournament this week in the Courtyard Marriott Tournament, as the 10-4 Sooners will take on Northwestern State, a pretty good Northwestern State team, at 3:30 on Friday. And then they'll follow that up with a 6 o'clock showdown against Evansville, and then a 1 o'clock game on Saturday against Western Kentucky. After that, every game time and every opponent is up in the air. It is a true round-robin tournament where a champion will be crowned of the Courtyard Marriott Tournament. You can get tickets right now at Soonersports.com. And, of course, you won't want to miss it. This team is fun to watch. They've kind of gone up and down a little bit this season, coming off the incredible Friday run rule win over UCLA, beating the Bruins 10-1, the tough Saturday loss to Notre Dame in which they fell 5-4, and then the come-from-behind win after Wichita State took a 3-2 lead. The Sooners rallied and won 7-3. It was the 34th straight win for the Sooners over Wichita State. So back home is the Sooner softball team. Back home, staying home, the Oklahoma Sooner baseball team. Wow, what a start for Pete Hughes and his crew. The Sooner baseball team just shellacked Arkansas Little Rock on Tuesday night, beating the Trojans 10-5. OU baseball will host Central Connecticut State with a single game on Friday night at 6:30, doubleheader on Saturday at 2 and 5:30, and then a 1 o'clock game on Sunday. And then Oklahoma will welcome Wichita State to Norman. We were up in Wichita They won their game. I think they were playing Omaha on Wednesday night, right before the Sooner softball game. And Wichita State has started out undefeated this season. I think their number is at 8-0 right now. So that should be a fun game this weekend with OU baseball continuing a stretch of 19 straight games at home to start the season. And, of course, the OU women's basketball team is already in the postseason. This year, the Big 12 tournament is taking place in Oklahoma City at the Chesapeake Energy Arena. Sooners will play at 8:30 on Saturday night against West Virginia. And then on Saturday afternoon, it'll be the final time for the seniors inside the LNC as what has been a challenging and frustrating basketball season comes to an end as Oklahoma will look to get a little momentum heading into the Big 12 tournament as they take on TCU Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And that's where the focus of today's tailgate is basically kind of narrowed, and that's on OU basketball. You know, one of the cool things about the Sooner Sports Podcast, one of the neatest things, is we do so much with Sooner Sports TV, and we do so much with features and interviews and obviously our shows, but there is so much that you don't see because of constraints for TV and time limits for features. There's a lot of interviews that maybe get cut a little bit, and the podcast has been here throughout to kind of give you that full, broad view. So today, I'm really excited to bring you the full-length 13-minute sit-down interview that our own Jessica Cootie had with Jordan Woodard, who will not be on the court playing on Saturday afternoon, but he will be there. And obviously, it'll be a celebration of an incredible career that came to an untimely end. This is a complete sit-down with Jessica Cootie and Sooner senior, now soon-to-be former Sooner, Jordan Woodard, about his career at the University of Oklahoma.
Dingell up high, finds Woodard, left wing, pump fake, steps to his right. Couldn't pull the trigger, now he'll shoot a three. Stop it. Oh, just stop it. He hit another one. That's six of them in the second half, and even Jordan's grinning as he backpedals down the floor. That's absurd.
Okay, Jordan, let's start with, how'd the surgery go? How are you feeling?
Oh, the doctor said the surgery went well. I feel pretty good, you know, just coming to terms with everything that, you know, just happened, you know, the season being over with individually, but the team still, you know, trying to finish out on a strong note, but, you know, the leg is just going to keep rehabbing and just get better that way so I get back to playing ball.
Yeah, what is kind of your mindset as you tackle rehab and obviously not a easy road, but certainly something that You're not unfamiliar with hard work of getting back into it.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of hard work. It's definitely going to be, you know, another stepping stone in my basketball career. Just having to climb over the wall. Pretty much, just feel like I have to just start over almost. But it's going to be worth it once I get back to, you know, how I was, and then hopefully just elevate my game.
Can you take me back to the moment when, you know, you go down, you feel something pop, I'm sure, and then you get the news that it's your ACL. What was, you know, the emotion like in that moment?
It was tough. I remember, you know, just breaking down, like, you know, I can't believe this is happening, you know, I just had that moment, but I was just had faith in God for the most part. Like, that's pretty much all I could think of, was just, you know, God has a plan for my life. You know, my family was there to support me, and they said, well, you know, when they're there, you know, I feel like I get through anything. So from that point on, I just felt like I had to get my priorities in order and just realize, you know, I want to get back to playing ball eventually. So I just got to stick to the plan, trust the process.
What is kind of the process? You'll rehab and then look into going professional. What's kind of your plan there?
Yeah, to rehab, most definitely, you know, just do that every day, whatever, you know, the doctor's orders. And to just see, you know, what happens with professional basketball. Just want to get my knee right first. But I do plan on pursuing a career and keep playing if it's willing.
Saturday is senior night, and I'm sure this is not exactly how you expected, you know, senior night to be celebrated for you, but certainly you have a lot of fans in these parts. Can you fathom it all or think about it all, what that moment's going to be like when they're honoring you as a senior?
It's going to be great. You know, like you said, it's something I've been looking forward to all my years here. I've been looking forward to that. And just seeing the Sooner fans all come out for that final home game. You know, I got to see a couple guys go through it before me, like Buddy, Isaiah, Ryan, Cameron Clark, those guys. And so it's going to be very special, you know, to see my name finally get called and mentioned to end the career.
Let's go back to when you're in high school, Oklahoma kid, and, you know, this is at the point where Coach Kruger's trying to rebuild this program. What made you believe that you could come here and help him and those guys that were already here kind of turn this thing around?
Yeah, you know, Coach Kruger, just when he first got here, he made it a point to seek me out and to really start, you know, bringing Oklahoma talent and keeping it in Oklahoma. So I just wanted to do my part and, you know, having that opportunity to come up and contribute right away was a blessing. And Coach Kruger, he was a big staple in why I decided to choose Oklahoma.
Being an Oklahoma kid, how special was it to get that offer? Now looking back 4 years later and what all you've been able to accomplish, how special was that offer?
It meant the world to me and my family. Having the opportunity to, you know, come and then earn a degree on top of that in 4 years, it was a blessing and just all the work that I put in to make sure that, you know, basketball had a success. And we had our success, after OU had a couple of down years. We felt like we did a good job of bringing the program back. It was fun for the most part, through all the ups and downs. It was fun.
Let's go back to the 104 consecutive starts with Buddy, Isaiah, and Ryan Spangler. In the landscape of college basketball, that just doesn't happen anymore. You know, just how special was that time getting to share all of those, again, milestones, ups and downs with, you know, those four core guys?
It was great. That was like my big brothers. They taught me a lot while I was here. And just playing with them on and off the court, it made it so much easier for me to come in and just try and just do my job and just make sure that those guys were just being pushed as well. So it was just fun just to compete with those guys and just be here.
Do you realize how special and unique that is? And I mean, I don't know, it just doesn't happen very often. The one, how many times you guys started together?
Oh yeah, sometimes I even forget that's a huge number. Like I don't know, it might mean a lot more like when it's all said and done, but I'm sure those guys, they put in so much work and they contribute to my work ethic tremendously. And we all just put it together and just, you know, God bless us to be healthy during that time span. So we had to accomplish something great.
You know, you came in as a freshman and immediately were starting point guard and then of course moved to the two guard and shot lights out, you know, was one of the top shooters in the conference. How would you just describe your playing career and everything that, you know, you kind of went through from point guard to two guard back to point guard and from, you know, how your game has just kind of grown and progressed over these 4 years?
Yeah, just trying to find that consistency in my game. That's really what I've been focusing on ever since, you know, coaches, they wanted me to just keep playing hard, focus on that, and then the rest will come. So I just try to become a knockdown shooter because, Cody, you know, you got to make shots in order to compete at a high level. So just focus on making shots and then just staying in the gym. It's been a fun process.
When you look at, you know, because I talked to you when, I guess it would have been your sophomore year, and, you know, you talked about how you were kind of disappointed in your field goal percentage and how you didn't hit some of those big shots. And then you look at how far you've come. How much pride do you take in that and in the shooter that you did become?
Yeah, I took a lot of pride in just making sure that I didn't have another down season because, like, it's not good. It's like going to job and not doing your job to the best of your ability. So just making sure that I did my job to make sure that, you know, I was making shots because that's a big part of the game. And you know, finding a rhythm, finding a good groove with the guys, you know, that came as we just kept moving forward and progressing. And it was fun to, you know, just play with those guys and just learn a lot from them and just keep on having that success. It was great, but, you know, we took a couple of losses. I wish we could get a couple of games back, but it was fun to go through those up and downs, those trials and tribulations on and off the court.
think it takes a while probably to set in some of the milestones and the big things that you accomplish, but now that it's been a year and you think about the moment when you cut down the nets a year ago to go to the Final Four, and again, being that Oklahoma kid, that Oklahoma talent, and coming here and doing the things that you did, can you just kind of look back and kind of think about that moment any differently than you could a year ago?
That year was great. Been my junior year where we went to the Final Four and we got to all the way to playing Houston. It was a fun ride, and I wouldn't trade that for anything in the world. You know, playing with those guys. Kadeem, he using his experience this year that he got from that trip as well. It was great. Playing with Ryan Spangler, Buddy, and those guys. We had a couple of games, the fun games like Kansas. Had a couple of games playing OSU. You know, we swept them. Swept Texas, got to sweep Texas that year too. I think we swept Texas. Iowa State games are always fun. All the Big 12 games, along with the non-conference, taking a trip to Hawaii, it was such a blessing. And that was a fun trip. We got to win that tournament. And that was one of the very first tournaments that we got to win here, or that I won personally. So it was fun.
The kid from this state who's seen kind of this program go through some ups and downs, what did it mean to you personally to get this program back to the Final Four?
Just being a kid from Arcadia, Oklahoma, just playing ball at, Northeast seemed like yesterday, and getting to graduate from Edmund Memorial and just to finally be at OU is a dream come true. It meant the world to me to, get to play for the home state and the best team in Oklahoma, and to put a banner up there is tremendous, and I feel like that's something that can't be taken away.
Yeah, that was my next question, is just, how special has it been? I think everybody comes here, it becomes special, but for you, someone who grew up, kind of watching and following this program, to run down the tunnel, to hear your name called every single game, in the starting lineup, and to do what you guys did here and what you did here personally, mm-hmm. How special has it been to have been able to play your career here at Oklahoma?
It's been very special. It's been special to me, and the coaching staff, them for bringing me in here and just bringing in a game plan of how we wanted to play, how we wanted to establish our style, and we remained the same culture throughout it all. And for my family as well, them being able to be a part of a lot of the games. We had a lot of great games here at the Lloyd Noble Center. One of my favorites was probably, I think it was my sophomore year, we played OSU here. I think Ryan had a big game. He had like 25 or 15 boards or something like that. That was a huge game. The Bellum games are always great. This is the energy that the Lloyd Noble Center gives you when you enter that tunnel and you get ready to take the court. There's just nothing better. It's just not a better feeling just to play in front of your home fans.
And you got to play against your brother.
I did get to play against my brother, and that was a fun whooping that we put on them. That was a fun whooping we put on them.
I think, again, fans are going to appreciate your legacy here for many, many, many years, and your name's in a lot of the statistic record books, but how do you hope people reflect on your career here and what you were able to accomplish here? What do you hope people remember about Jordan Woodard?
I'm just coming from just to remember that I played hard every game that I was out there, and I gave 100% every time that I played, and just to, just really, pretty much that's it. Just make sure I play hard and practice, whether it was practice or a game, that I play hard for the fans and for everybody in OU Nation.
What would be your message to Sooner Nation as, again, they're going to kind of say goodbye to you on Saturday?
Sooner Nation, that it's a lot of good things ahead. This is a young team. Rashad Odoms, Christian James, Kadeem Latin, those guys, Jamoney McNeese, the big guys, Darian Strong. He's going to come in and have a big year as a senior next year. He's going to step in that captain role. Who is Christian Doolittle. I forgot Christian and Cam and Jordan Shepherd. He has a lot of bounce as a guy. Hope I'm not missing anybody. I think that's Matt Freeman, solid shooter.
What would be your message to these guys as, they're kind of going through those growing pains that you kind of had experienced your freshman year as well. What would be your message as you kind of leave them?
Just to represent Oklahoma in the best way that you can and to play every game that, like, is your last.
What an incredible young man. What an incredible story, and what an incredible interview. Again, that's one of the cool things we can do here with the podcast. You know, you'll see Jess's feature, and it'll be great, but there's 13 minutes with a guy that's going to go down as, you know, one of the best in Sooner history. Obviously, the greats on a different level, the Wayman Tisdales, obviously the buddies and the careers that guys like Stacey King had. But when you just consider one of the most consistent performers in Sooner basketball history, Jordan Woodard will be a name that pops up there with the likes of the Corey Brewers and other greats. And, of course, he's an Oklahoma kid, too, having grown up, played his high school ball, his youth ball in this state. And to be able to end his career in the Crimson and Cream and bring so much to the Sooners, what a very, very special young man. Now, with that said, we have special people we're celebrating all across the Sooner Nation. Next week, I'm real excited for Jessica's feature that she has on Peyton Little and Maddie Manning. We'll go one-on-one with those two key parts of the Sooner women's basketball team coming up next week. And I've been told that the outtakes from their interview actually are better than the interview itself. So you may want to stay tuned for that at Soonersports.com. Again, thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. We'll be back Sunday night into Monday morning with the Monday Morning Refresher. And Toby Rowland rejoins us next week on The Game Plan. Everyone have a great weekend. Go out and support the Sooner baseball and softball teams. It's going to be a beautiful weekend in Norman. And until Monday morning, Boomer Sooner, everybody.
This has been the Sooner Sports Podcast. Make sure to get all the latest episodes online right now at Soonersports.tv/podcast. And make sure to follow us on Twitter at OU On The Air.